This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia says it is pulling back more troops and weapons. The United States hasn't verified a Russian pullback of troops near Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
After weeks of dire warnings, there's a glimmer of hope that hostilities in Ukraine might be averted. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday welcomed a security dialogue with the West, and the Russian military said it had pulled back some troops near Ukraine. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
It would be their troops. And certainly the openness to diplomacy is something that everybody should support, and I think our NATO allies would support as well.
But President Joe Biden cautioned,
"Too fast are still open."
The U.S. and NATO continue to warn Russia could invade at any time. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. intelligence officials Tuesday accused a conservative financial news website with a significant American readership of amplifying Kremlin propaganda, and alleged five media outlets targeting Ukraine have taken direction from Russian spies. In a response posted online Tuesday morning, the website said it has never worked, collaborated, or cooperated with Russia, nor are there any links to the spy agencies. France's foreign minister said Wednesday that a decision on salvaging Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers was just days away, but that it was now up to Tehran to make the political choice. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the tattered agreement resumed last week after a 10-day hiatus, and officials from other parties to the accord, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, have shuttled between the two sides as they seek to close gaps. This is VOA News.